Saudi Arabia agrees to Turkish officials entering its Istanbul consulate in the Khashoggi case, and Harvard University is taken to court over accusations of racial bias. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Monday, October 15th. Saudi Arabia has granted Turkish authorities permission to search the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in the case of missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The search was set to begin on Monday afternoon. The move comes after Turkey's President Erdogan spoke to Saudi Arabia's King Salman on Sunday. Jordan and Syria have reopened the Nasib border crossing. Before it closed in 2015, Nasib was a crucial trade route between Jordan and Syria. It was also a transit route to other countries, including Turkey, Lebanon, and Gulf nations. The United Nations says if action isn't taken within 3 months, Yemen could suffer its worst famine in a century. The UN says 13 million people are facing starvation. Yemen is in the grip of a civil and regional proxy war that pits a Saudi-led coalition backing the government in exile against Iran-linked rebels. Midnight on Monday is the deadline for terror groups to leave the demilitarized zone in Syria's Idlib province. It's the last part of the country still controlled by anti-regime fighters. The demilitarized zone was set up by Turkey and Russia in a bid to prevent further bloodshed in the region. And finally, one of the world's best-known universities, Harvard in the US, is facing court over accusations that it discriminates against Asian Americans. The outcome of the trial could influence the use of ethnicity as a factor in college admission decisions. Critics of the suit say a win by the plaintiffs could be a blow for affirmative action. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.